boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Tuesday, and I found another sign of aging in my life. May I please explain?
You know what's funny? Is that somebody today, I was showing them the building, and they're like, how old is Taylor? And I'm like, oh, she's 29. Really? I thought she was the same age as me. No, I don't know if they... They clearly were younger, right? I would assume probably early 20s, but now we're
dang, lead with that. I'm like, I don't want to tell you now.
Now they're like, oh, God, she's old. She's almost 30.
Okay, you know, I love to pretend to be the young, hip one. However, there are
You're only two years younger than me. Come on now.
Well, and yeah.
You act like I'm, like, crippling and about to die.
Maybe. I don't know. I like to keep things hip around this side of town, but... There are some things that I cannot handle as a 29-year-old woman. Today, that's bodysuits. Ladies, can I get an amen? How do you deal with something buckled up in between your legs and you're tugging at it all day and then, oh my gosh, you have to like basically strip down to nudity to go to the bathroom? Mm-hmm. I've given up on it today. It is unbuckled. I just have my tail tucked in the back and I just hope that nobody can see it because I can't do it anymore.
That was for the bar scene. You've clearly... left the bar scene.
Oh my God, I lived in bodysuits in college.
And now you're hitting blouse.
No. I need to switch to blouses.
You're hitting the moo-moo stage.
I've been in the moo-moo
stage.
We're
going to the, where do they normally have the bingo?
Like the, I don't know. The bingo hall?
The Legion Hall. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we're going next. Get your moo-moo and let's go.
I'm fine with that because I can't deal with this snap crotch.
I don't even know why you're playing.
I can't. Babies, how do you do it? I have a lot of questions.
You got me with the snap crunch. Babies, how do you... They've got a fat diaper, okay? You need to be wearing a fat diaper. Again, on your way to bingo at the
bingo
Legion.
Night. And I'm fine with that. I've accepted it, and I own it.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Anybody outside of Iowa just assumes that we got nothing going on here in the middle of the country. But I would argue that some of the best lore comes from small towns in Iowa. And that's kind of blowing up on TikTok because super popular account Iowa Chill, who's always like posting about Iowa life and small town life, they put out a question asking, what put your Iowa town on the map? What are you famous for? What's that weird thing that happened or that lore that everybody like, oh, I know your town from that. And there's some good stuff. One of my favorites that came from this post was somebody built a water tower and spelled start instead of Stewart, which is the
probably
town name.
Would have been me.
Well, yeah, shoot. Whoever made that mistake, I hope you're in a different field right now because that is a big whoopsie. You have obviously the world's largest things, right? The world's largest truck stop. You have the world's largest popcorn ball in Sac City or the frying pan.
Yep. Strawberry.
Then you have, you know, the more strange things like someone being pulled over for bad behavior, you know, drinking and driving, don't do that. But this guy had a zebra from the movie Stripes and a parrot in his car, and that made national news. Did some Googling, looks like Dubuque. Very interesting lore. And then, you know, the people that are like, oh, Ashton Kutcher went to my high school, or Jason Momoa, like, went to the bathroom here once, or, you know, stuff like that.
Ooh. The only thing I think of is myself, but...
Right.
I wonder if anyone says,
hey, big dream big.
If anyone says, I went to school with Destiny from Those Girls in the Afternoon. Mm. No, I actually, fun fact, if you look her up, I feel like I could say this. Why not? I went to school and she was actually in my sister's class, I believe, with a girl named Elizabeth Moen. If you look her up on Google, she's an artist, an American singer-songwriter based in Chicago, Illinois. But yeah, if you look her up, she's got a whole Google thing. She's like more famous than you and I, because if you look us up, we don't have pictures and things like that and YouTube link. Well, I mean, we do, but like not as cool as this does.
That's Vinton's claim to fame?
I would say so. Okay. That's all I can think of. But I just looked her up and I was like, I wonder what she's been up to. She's got a Google search, dude. I don't even got that. You got to search to find me.
Okay. We got to work. Is this a cry for help now?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9. Just so you know, messing up is their middle name. It's bloopers with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Last night, neighbor man and I confronted Taylor and we said something to her. And for the first time in my life, I watched her heart go to her butt. Hut. It's
yes,
a heart
it did.
Butt. 29% of women say this is the say it is what is happening.
It is what it is.
Saturday, Cloudy and High Near 45.
Right now, it's 46 in Cedar Rapids, and I'm assuming similar in Iowa City, but mine says NA, so.
Really?
You guys okay down there?
How you doing over there?
Right now,
anybody in Iowa City want to tell us your temperature?
It's NA in Iowa City.
So we were just talking to Spencer Isaac.
Aww. Oh, no.
This is not good.
She says, boy in room equal Spencer.
Spencer works. Isaac, oh, God, here we go. Isaac works with Spencer. Isaac is his own person. Hello, Isaac. Welcome to the room.
Hello. I am Isaac, not Spencer.
This is awkward.
15% of us will do this sometime in the month of January. What is it? Oh, no. Well, this is why I'm not in charge. Okay, now, what is it? This is seriously why I'm not in charge of buttons, because I can't figure them out.
Chance of rain. That's so stupid because it is raining.
Well,
chance of rain. It's raining, you idiot.
It's lightened up.
Now, okay, let me paint a picture before we start getting crazy and we start throwing tomatoes at neighborhood.
I like that. That's when he's being naughty.
We
neighborhood.
Oh my God, I'm totally going to call him that.
That's
neighborhood.
Funny. I like that.
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day?
Like every day?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9.
I don't know what is going on and why all my friends are starting to think I'm the professional and like responsible one.
Okay.
But not once, twice this week, I have been asked, will you be a reference?
Oh, like a professional reference.
For my friends that I have over time have worked with them at previous jobs.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, would you be able to be my reference? You know, we worked at the doctor's office together, or you and I worked at whatever previous jobs. Of course I will, but
why me?
Why me? I'm going to say great things about you because you were great when we worked together, but you know there was better people to pick, right?
It's so interesting. I can confidently say nobody's ever asked me to be their reference.
Really? This is
no.
What? This is not my first go around. Did you know I one time there was a girl that I coached her for dance, and she was in college, and she wanted to do like clinicals or something like nursing school, but it was really, really tough to get into that. So she needed a written letter stating that like she's a good person. Mm. I did all that. I wrote her a nice,
really,
yeah, I wrote a nice, because it was truth. Wrote a nice letter about how great of an athlete she was and all these things. She got the gig.
Dang.
But this isn't my first time. I don't know why. What do I scream?
Liar. I don't know.
One day, I want to make it a thing for me to understand the blood pressure thing. I think that's what it is. What's the wraparound thing at the doctor's office where they squeeze you?
Pretty sure that's blood pressure.
Yeah. And then they go 180 over 5. I don't know. That's probably death. I don't really know.
I have no idea because I also do not understand it.
And they're like, good, 180 over 5. Perfect. And I'm like, all
right. Right on.
I don't actually know if that was a good number, so please don't yell at me if that was not a good number.
Yeah, I feel like at some point we probably start paying attention to that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's when they tell me mine's bad.
I know
what I mean? When they're like, oh, yikes.
Do they ever do that? Because every single time they tell me it's good. So I'm like, at this point, do I actually need to learn? You know, I'm just waiting for them to be like, 2:30 over 5, not looking good.
That's what I'm saying.
And then what? What does that mean? What does blood pressure mean? I should know. I'm 31. Does that mean I stop eating sweets? Or is that sugar? That's sugar, right?
I don't know. You're confusing me now. And I have a physical a week from yesterday.
Oh, you do?
Yes. So maybe I'll get brave and I'll ask.
You should ask them. Or learn before.
Yeah, maybe I'll go. I'll watch a YouTube video to study for my own physical.
And then I need you to report back on this show what the heck the sucking of the arm thing is.
I don't know what doctor you're going to. They're not sucking my arm.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I think we missed out on the invite.
You and I never get invited to anything. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about across the street, our newest neighbors, right? They're like a stone company.
Is that what they do?
Stones. Right?
Sure,
like stonework. I'm not sure. Or tile. I don't know.
I think it's tile. I think you were lost me on stone.
I think it's tile. And they have a lot of like company vans humming and going, but not even just a couple minutes ago, somebody was backed up to their door and they had like what looked like slumber party materials sitting outside their car.
What do you mean slumber party?
Like they had a laundry basket and a backpack just like sitting, and the car's trunk was open like they were either unloading or loading up. They're gone now. But it looked like they were unloading for a slumby.
My question is, was there a margarita machine? Because I've been asking for one for here for quite some time, and seriously, no one takes me seriously. Every time when they're like, hey, what would make your job better? I say a margarita machine.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're like, hey, we have a couple extra spots open for our order, you know, through Amazon or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, margarita machine. Mm-hmm. No one takes me seriously.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I'd be so much easier to work with if I was sloshed all the time.
Well, I don't know about that. I think you'd cry more.
Exactly. That would be a good show.
Well, I don't know if they have one over there. I think we should get our sleeping bags, knock on the door and say, hi, we're here for the slumber party that it looks like you're having. And do you need, we could bring salt for the rim of the margaritas.
I'll bring the lime.
I'll bring the salt.
Okay, let's do
it. And we'll take our sleeping bags over.
And can you imagine it wasn't a slumber party at all?
What was it?
I don't know. They had a dead body hidden in there. I don't know.
Well, then that would make for a really weird Netflix documentary that I'm willing to star
in.
Yes.
Yes.
Down.
I need you to find your favorite selfie or your favorite photo on your phone because I need it. I want to put your face on the big place.
What?
On one of our station vehicles is kind of what I was thinking.
My face on... like the van we have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Hear me out. I was on my way to the doctor's office, and when I had pulled in, I'd noticed, and I should have looked to see the company's name, but there was a company vehicle, and right there was, I'm assuming, the owner's face on the vehicle, and I'm like, wow, why do we not have that on our station vehicles? The jocks, all of our faces on it.
Mm-hmm.
You would have me and you. Jaden, us on the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be cool? I call near the tire. I don't know why, but I think that would be cool. Or the hood. Ooh, the hood.
I have always wondered. I guess I've never thought about it being a picture of myself because that makes me quite uncomfortable. But anytime I drive next to him, like I feel like Hy-Vee always has semis with staff members on there, or
they do
realtors.
Yes,
do
Kirkwood always has a semi with like a student of some sort.
And I drive past, and I'm like, who is that person? Like, I just get curious, and I don't need people to get curious about me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to.
You
want to
stay hidden in the dark?
I'd like to stay hidden. I'd like to remain anonymous. So can I have like a cat mask on?
Ooh.
A little secret identity.
Well, you're right. We don't. Normally, they don't know what we look like.
And you should keep it that way, sis, because I don't want to disappoint you.
They say we have a face for radio for a reason.
Right.
Well, maybe we change the vehicle to say that. We have a face for radio. And then we have masks on.
Yeah,
or just like yours is a cat mask.
Blur. Yeah, I would love to be a cat on the side of the vehicle.
And then what am I, a dog? We got to think about it. I want to be something really weird, like a cockatoo or something.
I think actually that makes sense for you, a parrot.
I'm just going to flat out say it. Those girls in the afternoon, we want to crash your graduation party.
It's that simple.
To be honest with you, you got some good mints and there's some really good party potatoes.
Yeah, and they are like weekends, stacked on weekends that you're like, dude, I don't have to buy groceries for Saturday and Sunday for a month.
It's been far too long since we've gotten to go to a graduation party, and, well, you're our excuse to go to one.
Yeah, we're down for a little party and potato.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, we want to celebrate you, graduates, because that's a big accomplishment. You're about to step into the next phase of your life. And we want to be there to celebrate and to test your party potatoes. Perhaps a mint. Maybe a cupcake.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Of course, we'll snap some photos with you. Hang out for a little bit. Maybe we'll give you some knowledge of the real world.
Oh. Ooh. I'm still figuring that one out, but...
Or maybe you could give us some knowledge on the real world.
Perhaps. We got to know where the party's at. So if you're the grad or you're planning a party for your graduate and you're like, I wouldn't mind if those girls crashed.
We're going to have some extra party potatoes.
Yes, we are. Perhaps a Tupperware to take some to go. Don't judge.
Please.
You can submit your party to Grad Crashers on KZIA.com or the Free Z1 2.9 app. All you have to do is tell us where it's happening, when it's happening, who your graduate is, and where they are graduating from. If you want to include any next steps so that we can walk up to them like we really know them and say, hey, I know that you won state soccer this year. Let's talk about that.
Oh my God. We should act like we know them.
I want to see, can we blend in with the rest?
Yeah, like they probably think it's like mom's coworker or mom's second cousin removed. And we'll be like, hey, congratulations on winning state, the theater something.
Mm-hmm.
We got to blend in. So we need all the details.
It's going to be a blast. We may show up. We may not. But do know if we do, we're trying those party potatoes.
And we might bring a Tupperware stick tomorrow.
Don't judge.
I started a new gym last week, and I'm starting to notice that there are signs everywhere, including one that tells you where you can and can't urinate.
I gotta know. Because, it's not abnormal to have, rules signs in the gym. But it's normally,
clean up after yourself, wipe down the machine.
Yeah, make sure you're wearing a shirt.
Things like that.
Yeah.
They are unhinged at my new gym. I mean, one of them is next to the TV, and it tells you that if you unplug the TV, your account will be charged $10.
Oh, my God. Just for unplugging it? Uh-huh. Not that I'm encouraging that, but
why? And if you walk in, if you sneak in with somebody else who buzzed in, and they find out, charged $5. I'm like, they are money hungry.
Dang.
I love it.
What if somebody snuck in behind me and I didn't see them?
Well, you won't be charged. It's me who snuck in.
Charged $5.
How are they going to find you?
Apparently cameras. I mean, how else are they going to find out that...
What if you're not a member and you just snuck in to get a free workout?
I don't know how they're charging you $5. I have no idea. And I have no idea how they're going to find out somebody unplugged the TV and charge them $10. But maybe they're watching the security cameras like a hawk.
That's serious.
But they also have one, like I said, about where you can and can't urinate. And this is in the sauna.
Okay.
Right next to where, and I don't know what your sauna looks like, but in mine at the gym, we've got this big box, and on the top of it, it's got rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it says, do not, under any circumstance, pour water, drink mixes, or urinate on the sauna rocks. It will, if this continue, we will shut down the sauna completely.
Okay.
Management.
I have questions.
What?
Mine do have signs on the front that say under basically no circumstance should you spray water on the walls or the rocks. Because I have been in saunas. Actually, when I was on the dance team, in the wrestling complex at the time, they would have like a hose in there. So there's some saunas that you do spray the rocks and it heats it up in there and it steams it up even more. But I just figured that, like, our types, clearly that's not good for it. It's auto heating or whatever. But they said if this continues, so
that's what I'm saying.
So maybe people were spraying it with water thinking that that's how they use it. Where did the urination come from? Is it a stench that's been an issue?
That's what I want. How did you know somebody urinated in there? That's my second question. And apparently it's been a continued process or problem that somebody continues to urinate. And this was in the girls. Because neighbor man told me that's not in the boys. He goes, we don't have that sign in the
Serious?
Boys. So apparently it's a girl problem.
Ladies.
ladies, come on now. We are better than that today.
I have more questions than ever. How are you physically doing that?
I don't know. You would. I don't know. I'm telling you, the rocks are up pretty high. I could not hover over the rocks.
You needed a boost for that, for sure. You were just talking about the crazy signs that are up in your gym about like different rules and things that'll get you fined and stuff. I want to go back to
the urination one.
Oh, no, I'm over the. I mean, like, I have questions, but I don't think you're gonna have any answers about why people are urinating in the sauna.
I don't.
No,
it's not me.
I'm thinking about that TV. You said there's a sign that you get charged $10
if you unplug a TV.
So my follow-up question is, what are they playing on the TVs there that has people so upset that they are yanking them to be powered off?
It looked like the news. I remember at one point it was March Madness during the morning. It didn't look like it was anything boring.
Then why are people unplugged? I just think my mind is like, it's something that's so annoying or like gross. Or upsetting.
Yeah, no, it's been nothing bad.
That they're going and they're like, I gotta shut this off.
Here's the thing. At my previous gym, that's when I would want to yank the TV. And it's not because it was gross or bad or inappropriate. It's because they were playing too good of things. It was like, say yes to the dress. And then I'd be like, oh my God, I've been sitting on this machine for like 10 minutes.
Oh.
Trying to decide if she's gonna say yes to the dress. And shoot. I haven't lifted one weight. That's when I would actually yank the cord and turn the TV off. You know what
I mean? No, I do, because I would want to yank it, unplug it, and then move it around the gym with me. I'm like, I'm going to take it over to this corner so I can keep watching while I do abs. I cannot stop watching trampoline videos on TikTok.
What?
Not just any trampoline. I'm talking trampoline workout videos. I think it's because I watched them once. It's these girls.
Do you think we have anything like that in this area?
I don't know. This is a call to action. It's always hot girls, okay, who are jumping on these like mini workout trampolines to hype music. I see the same one over and over to some Rihanna song, and they are just jumping, and they're all dripping in sweat, and I'm like, oh,
we do
need something like this in my life. And people in the comments are all, by the way, are like, oh my gosh, like, just 30 minutes of wasting money. Y'all ever jumped on a trampoline? I do it for 2 minutes and I have a side ache. I gotta try this because I can't stop watching other people do it.
We have it in our area. Really? We should. Remember when you would have a trampoline as a kid? That was a workout. Why were we so like energy crazy little things when we were kids is because we had trampolines.
Yes.
I mean, we were just bouncing off the roof, not obviously on the trampoline, but outside of it. We had so much energy.
Mm-hmm.
We were our healthiest.
Our knees didn't hurt.
No. You get me back on a trampoline, I just suddenly, I feel like I'd be better.
I can't promise that I'm going to follow the directions because I might just start bouncing around like a like a little kid, but I can't stop.
It's a good thing it's not like one of the bigger ones, because like I see you trying to do backflips. And
I'm scared of doing backflips. I love me a butt bomb though.
Oh, butt bomb. That reminds me of when you had one friend who sat crisscross applesauce and then you were like, I'm going to make you fly. Hang
on that's
there,
a butt bomb.
Oh, is that what a butt bomb
yes.
was? Okay, yeah. You were like, you might die. But this is going to be worth it.
I think we can make it work on one of those minis. So if you see us in
I'll
class,
shoot to the moon.
out in the wild, Just know we're going to be in the back corner doing butt bombs. That's my workout.
They're going to be like, those girls are not taking this class seriously. Nope. We're doing butt bombs.
And I'm probably still going to be sore from doing butt bombs the next day.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You might start to notice that everybody you follow on social media is Kris Jenner.
What do you mean?
You look confused. So you must not have encountered this yet.
No.
More and more people are changing their profile picture to not selfies, but photos of Kris Jenner.
Like on TikTok or on Facebook or on Instagram?
TikTok is where it's really blowing up.
I gotta see this. Keep talking.
They are changing. And, you know, on TikTok, you can see the profile picture down in the like bottom right corner of the user of the video that you are watching. So I've been noticing this and I'm like, I gotta get the lore because I don't understand. Like,
why
I love
am I not
me.
Seeing it? Am I a loser?
No, because it's making its way to us.
Okay.
This started as a trend actually over in China with Gen Z. They are saying that they're changing their profile picture to pictures of Kris Jenner to manifest. Okay. Kris Jenner is the epitome of wealth, career success, entrepreneurship, like all of the things. So Gen Z over in China are saying, okay, if we change our profile picture, that's us saying that we are open to this. We're accepting it into our life. And now it's making its way over to the United States.
Doesn't she have a really cool story, Kris Jenner? I don't really know all of it, but doesn't she have a good story of like starting from the bottom?
I don't know.
I feel like I remember like an episode or two on the Kardashians where she talked about like living in like an apartment that was like, you know, not as glam, of course, where right. she is now. And I think she was a waitress. Maybe I'm wrong.
That could be very, very
And now
possible.
She's like a multimillionaire, all this and that.
Yeah. So instead of writing your manifestations,
managing all of her, she's a momager.
She's the momager, like coined that term. Yeah. Stop writing your manifestations in a journal. I guess change your profile picture to Kris Jenner.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. Your mom's successful and she looks like Kris Jenner. Can I just rub your mom's head? This sounds so weird.
Oh,
like a genie bottle. Can I just bring your mom here? Let me rub her.
I'm speechless.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
So last night we did a trivia question. It was 23% of people have dozed off here. Where is it? It's the doctor's office. And I know why. Because it's boring.
Well, and yeah.
I knew you were going to say, everybody in their car was like, duh, it's a doctor's office, you idiot. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. But let me say why I think it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to everything? I know we kind of like talked about it and we joked about, you know, the doctor's office not having any, like the TVs are quiet. When I went today, they really were.
Oh, it's silent in there. You feel like you can't have your phone on loud because you don't want to be disruptive. If you're there with somebody, you barely can even whisper to them.
Uh-huh. Don't breathe because God forbid anybody hears that.
It's so quiet.
Yes. Went to the doctor's office earlier today. TV's quiet. It's just a rolling commercial of some sort, right? Telling you when you should get your vaccines or, I don't know, an advertisement for some business, whatever, right? And then I'm looking around. I'm like, okay, well, so that's boring, but what else? Nothing. Where's the magazines? Where's the newspaper for me to read? Nothing. And then I'm like, okay, fine. I'll play with the kids' toys. Move over, kids. Let me play.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing for the kids. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You want kids to be entertained out there? They got nothing. No wonder we're all dozing off in the waiting room.
Okay, I look.
It's boring.
I wonder if that was a COVID thing.
I bet you was.
I bet it was. But that doesn't mean it's any less boring.
And I'm sure their new thing is, well, you've got cell phones that most of the adults like are just handing off their phones to their kids. And we've got iPad kids now, whatever. But
I'm bored. I'm an adult and I'm bored. Here's my suggestion. Okay, probably not for the kids. They can just keep
being bored,
watching Hot Wheels on the iPad or something. I, as an adult, think that you should have to get up on stage and perform like a 5-minute stand-up routine. I think everybody in there is so dang nosy about what the... I don't know about you. I'm looking at everybody and I'm like, what are you in here for? Ooh, you just coughed in a certain way. What's going on with you?
Uh-huh.
Everybody wants to talk about their issues. You get up on the stage in the waiting room and you have 5 minutes to explain all of your symptoms and then everybody else can suggest what they think is wrong with you.
Oh, before you go to the doctor?
Yeah, it's like WebMD IRL.
No, that's really good. That's really good.
I would be totally entertained by that. I wouldn't even go back into my appointment. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I got to hear more about Jerry's bathroom habits. This is crazy.
And Jessica had a rash in her butt.
Yeah.
I'm interested in that one right there.
I'm taking bets on what cream you're going to prescribe.
Dude, I would start waiting in the room even if I didn't have an appointment.
I would buy tickets to that, honestly.
We were just talking about me going to my doctor's appointment today. I don't know what it was, but oh my goodness. I made that appointment last week, and I swear every day, 3 times a day, they were like, you're coming to the appointment, right? Right, 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 right. Right? It was like an ex that wanted to make sure we're still good, or you're sure you want to break up. I was like, yeah, I'm coming to the appointment. I'm like, how many people are standing you up, doctor's office? Like, are you hurt?
The trust issues.
Dude, they got bad trust
issues. Can I say, though, that I am glad that they do it?
Why?
Apparently I have a physical next week.
You're the problem.
I'm the problem because here's the thing. I had it written down in my calendar as tomorrow. The appointment's on Monday. So thank God they emailed me and texted me and called me yesterday and were like, hey, you can virtual check in like as of now. And I'm like, now wait a minute. Why does that say the 13th? My calendar says the 8th. So I'm just going to trust. And you know what? They can text me every day about it.
You're coming, right?
They saved me a 45-minute drive to Monticello for no reason.
You're coming, right? I can't believe
I'm not coming tomorrow. I'm coming on Monday. And I'll say that to him every time. Thank you so much. I love you.
Thank you, baby.
And I'm sorry for your trust issues. I'll be there. Don't trust all these other girls.
When can we start getting, I don't know, stickers for doing scary things at the doctor's office? Because not everything that they do, the tests that they run, are fun.
At all.
I'm 31, and I hate when they go, all right, you're going to go upstairs because we sent in some lab works. Let's not. And say we did, though. My doctor needed some more answers, so she's like, all right, we're going to send you upstairs and you're going to do some lab works, which meant they're going to draw some blood. Mm. And I hate that. And so as she's doing it, she's drawing some blood, the nurse, she goes, are you okay?
Oh, were you turning real white?
I don't know what I was doing, to be quite honest with you. I just know that I can never look at her and my arm, because if I look, well, I might be out for 3 business days and I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to happen. And I had to tell her, I'm like, I'm fine. I just can't look at you. And normally I do give them a heads up. Like, hey, do what you need to do. Just don't make me look and don't tell me when it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't, because I'm like, I'm mature enough. I don't need to be saying these things anymore. I should have probably told her, because apparently I didn't look well.
Shoot. I'm that way with shots, to be fair, that I'm like, okay, you can do this arm and I'm gonna be fine as long as I can't look. But you know what also freaks me out?
Okay.
That if they tell me I have to do it, I'm like, oh no, where's the nearest fire exit? I need to make an escape. Is when they swab your throat for strep tests. Have you ever had that?
Have I? I don't. I
oh,
think so.
You would know. It's so disgusting. I hate it.
I thought maybe you were going to say it tickles your mouth.
Oh, it feels horrible. You feel like you're going to sneeze and throw up and all the things.
Really?
Oh my God. Kids, I'm sorry. Kids, nothing is scary about the doctor except the strep test. It's horrible. horrible.
Really?
They put that wood like popsicle stick with no fun popsicle on it to get your tongue out of the way.
And they don't give you one after.
And you also don't even get one after. It's the worst.
Okay, can I ask you a question? I clearly have never had this done. If you're saying it's so awful and you're trying not to you're trying not to sneeze, does other things like happen to your body? Like, do you accidentally pee yourself a little bit because you're so
You're like focused on, like, you're like, it's disgusting. Your eyes are watering. And you still don't get a popsicle after it's
and no sticker. Well, it sucks being an adult guy.
And I guess you probably would pee your pants is what it sounds like.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
Talking about dozing off in places, well, you probably shouldn't have. That's today's trivia question. 23% of people have dozed off here. Where is it?
I'm so curious. Where are y'all sleeping at? I'm serious. You can text in your guests.
I got a couple. I'd be sleeping. I could sleep anywhere. We're complete opposites, you and I.
I don't know that I've ever caught you dozing off.
Oh.
Well, maybe you have. Maybe you hid it really well.
I do.
We'll see. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
23% of people have dozed off here. Where is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
It's been one of those days that I'm like, at any point, I might turn this microphone on, and one of us is going to be snoring. I feel like you and I are both on a struggle bus today. I don't know what's going on. No?
Busy weekend? I don't know. No, I'm tired. It's I'm like, always tired.
I'm like, did I assume something? You look tired.
I am tired.
She's like, is that a way to tell me I'm ugly? No, I'm not telling you that.
I'm probably in that, too.
You're literally yawning right now. Yeah, come on now.
She's talking about sleeping. I'm tired.
And I was playing the sleepy music. Well, we're talking about that with tonight's trivia question. 23% of people have dozed off here. Where is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Rick said at a stoplight. I hope not.
I hope.
Police. Sheriff. Somebody. Has that actually happened? I mean,
I know I've heard of like falling asleep while driving, right?
That's a very real thing.
Has somebody ever just fallen asleep at a stoplight?
Oh my gosh, I hope not.
Then what happened? I'm curious.
Lots of horns. I don't know. What do you do?
I don't know. I am curious. Very curious. I constantly have dreams about me sleeping and driving.
Weird. I've never had one.
Oh, it's almost like every week. Scary. Don't ask. 8959 said on the toilet. Nah.
Can't say. I think I've fallen asleep.
Try to get in and get out.
Sleeping next to the toilet.
Because we know why.
You've never been so sick that you fell
asleep? I thought maybe you drank too much.
Well, that too. Or that you're like literally so sick. But I think both are valid. I do. Not comfortable. Or probably sanitary, but
no.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. Amy said,
she's got a toilet pillow.
No.
God,
that sounds gross.
No, but you need a toilet pillow so that you only have one specific toilet or one specific pillow that ever goes in the bathroom near that toilet.
I haven't had to do that in years, and I'm not wishing for that in the future. Okay. Amy said, at work.
Okay, there are rumors, and I don't know if they're true. There's rumors that there was a previous jock here who did an overnight shift and that he would set an alarm between each talking point, like we talk on air, and he set an alarm and he overslept the alarm and missed breaks.
Oh,
I don't know if that's true. That's rumors be rooming, and I like to believe them. So
I never got that bad. I mean, back in the day, 5 a.m.
That was a tough shift.
I would lay my head on the table probably and just shut my eyes, but I don't think I ever fully fell asleep.
No, I almost did, but I didn't. I was not the person I was talking about.
No. But I think we both, when we would do early morning shifts and then would work farmer's market after back
We'd
in those
sleep
days.
Here.
Yeah, there's little nap spots around the
building.
I don't know if I ever fully slept because I felt so weird about it.
Oh, I did. I had the best sleep here. Talking about the pressure. Makes me go to the bathroom a lot here, and it does make me sleep well. Don't ask.
Noted. You need to walk on your side of the building more during the day and see what you're actually up to.
Going to the bathroom a lot and almost sleeping.
Okay.
23% of people have dozed off here. Where is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in two songs.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
23% of people have dozed off here. Where is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
the doctor's office waiting room.
Oh, that's so fair, actually.
Mm-hmm. It's boring.
Oh, God, it's boring.
You make me wait forever. I get it. It's fine, right?
When it's like completely silent.
I know.
Everybody thinks that they have to like whisper.
I know. They're like, that might get somebody sick if I talk.
Yeah, your phone's on silent. There's like, I feel like there's not even waiting room music.
No. All mine has is a TV that runs like advertisement of some sort.
Yeah.
Don't even got music on it. That's it. And I don't even think they have kids' toys now that I think about it. I feel like when we were kids, they had the best toys. They would have magazines. I don't even think we have magazines at mine. Or even a newspaper. Hello? You guys are supposed to be the number one subscriber to the newspaper.
We need some entertainment. I also wonder if you have ever dozed off, did they wake you up?
No, they just let you sleep.
I mean, well, they might be like, that might be the cure.
Well, yeah, it might be the cure, but also good study, right? How did they sleep? That got to go in the doctor's now. You know what I'm saying? Are they a drooler? Are they a snorer?
Snored loudly in waiting room.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.